Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Time to drop the really big bomb. Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That's the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day. Jesus Christ.
All right, this one's going to be interesting. I want to show you all the moment that Joe Rogan and the director of the FBI, Kash Patel, react to the famous Elon Musk, Jeffrey Epstein tweet that has over 100 million views in the past 24 hours. Now, the wild thing is, the current director of the FBI, who was willing to dig into the Epstein topic throughout this entire podcast and talk about all of it, then refuses to engage with the topic of Epstein and Donald Trump and the fight. In a very, very peculiar way, Kash Patel refuses to engage when throughout the rest of the podcast, he was okay with talking about Epstein. Keep in mind, about a month ago, Kash Patel, the director of the FBI, and Dan Bongino, former right-wing podcaster and now right-wing deputy director of the FBI, they went on Fox News to talk about the Epstein files. In MAGA, they were pissed because they say in this clip, they think Epstein killed himself. MAGA said, it looks like they're being held hostage. What are they hiding? What's going on here?
You know what, Maria? Kash is not kidding. We've been personally briefed extensively on every single detail, nugget, tendril of this case.
It's like it pains them to tell the truth.
One is actively in court right now, so out of respect for the case, it's probably more appropriate that I stay quiet on that. However, I'm not going to tell people what they want to hear. I'm going to tell you the truth, and whether you like it or not is up to you. If there was a big explosive there, right, given my history as a Secret Service agent, and my personal friendship as a director does with the president, give me one logical, sensible reason we would not have. If you can think of one, there isn't.
I know, because if you look up what year Epstein died, it was 2019. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but who was the president in 2019? It was Trump. If anybody had Epstein murdered, it was probably the current president. Now, I'm not going to engage in that conspiracy theory. I think very likely Jeffrey Epstein went from living the best life of like flying in jets and mingling with celebrities to being a pedophile in jail who is likely going to get the shit beat out of him. So he probably killed himself, in my opinion. But let's check out Joe Rogan and Kash Patel talking about this. And I just, again, want to highlight Kash Patel's complete refusal to engage with the topic that he otherwise engages with.
Since we were talking about fake news, this is going to come up because it's been going on since we've been recording here.
Uh-oh.
Elon and Trump seem to be in a little bit of a spat, Joe. You want to check the tweet that Elon just put out a little bit ago?
Time to drop the really big bomb. Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That's the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day. Jesus Christ.
I'm not participating in any of that conversation between Elon and
Kash Patel immediately backs out, or chickens out, if you will, and says, I'm not engaging in any of that conversation. Why? Why, Kash Patel?
A nice day, DJD. Someone should take his phone away.
They're going back and forth about different things.
Someone should take his phone away, Joe Rogan says, regarding Elon Musk. Damn. So when people were asking who gets Joe Rogan the divorce, it seems like Joe Rogan thinks Elon's losing his mind.
Yeah.
Listen, well, he said he was disappointed in Elon.
Yeah, he told him to leave.
Jesus Christ, that's a crazy thing to say. How does he know? Does he know that Donald Trump is in the Epstein files? Or does he have access to the Epstein files?
I don't know how he would, but I'm just staying out of the Trump-Elon thing. That's way outside
what
my lane.
What the fuck are they?
Now you're staying out of it. Joe Rogan is absolutely flabbergasted, but I mean, we do know that Elon Musk had access to a bunch of files via Doge of a bunch of branches. Maybe he got the Epstein files and then showed them to Trump, and Trump punched him, and that's why he has a black eye. Is that the prevailing theory? That was obviously, that's a joke. Don't take that seriously. I don't actually believe that Trump punched Elon, but I do want to point out that Elon Musk could very well have talked to somebody within the administration that knows. He was very and deeply embedded within politics.
What are you doing?
I know my lane, and that ain't it.
I just don't. I mean, I understand he owns Twitter. I think it's bad for your mental health. I think posting things public all day and arguing with people all day is bad for you.
You don't? You think? You think something's wrong with Elon Musk's mental health? What an amazing observation to make after he gains all of this power, after you interview him three times and propel him and Trump and the entire campaign to success.
Well, you raise a great point. Sorry to cut you off.
Go ahead.
Half of what we have to respond to is the click army on social media.
Right. Right. And 50% of that plus is bots.
50% of that plus is bots. But let's take the other 50% of that. It's just
they are right. But they're basically admitting right here, 50% of the people on Elon Musk's Twitter are bots, whether Russian bots, Chinese bots, any bots from foreign adversaries that want to mess with us or divide us or boost Elon Musk's lies can be found on Twitter.
Constantly pushing out information to sell t-shirts or subscriptions or whatever, listen to my show. And then people are like, hey, FBI, why aren't you looking at this thing in Oklahoma? And I'm like, because it's fake. I don't have time for that. And right. And so to your point on like social media does have a great use in terms of me and so – the reason Dan and I don't do a lot of media is because we're the FBI. Like, let our work speak for itself.
Right.
But we have to find the right balance of going to do media and posting on social media the things we're doing and keeping people updated.
I can't believe the current state of the FBI. The deputy director of the FBI, even if we put Kash Patel and his Joe Rogan appearance aside, the deputy director of the FBI is a right-wing podcaster. You know what? I don't want to put Kash Patel aside. He's drawn extremist comics in the past in the form of some weird children's books. And it's fine if you want to go communicate on Joe Rogan. There are people who are in high positions of leadership who have gone on there and told captivating stories. That's okay. But don't go on there and talk about the Epstein files the entire time and then refuse to engage with it when it actually pertains to your own guy. It's just very, very slimy. And what I've seen with a bunch of Republicans in these debates and online now is they're actually biting the bullet. They're like, yeah, we knew Trump was in the Epstein files. That doesn't actually mean he did anything. That doesn't actually mean he actually, like, it's like, what are you guys saying now? This is wild. And really quickly, this is important. I'm sure you've heard the phrase flooding the zone. One of Trump's top strategists coined it, and he said, if you overwhelm people with so much chaos, so many stories, they don't really know where to look. You can see that with Trump's corruption on a daily basis. That's why we are relentlessly staying on top of their lies. Most outlets can't. But you know who can? Ground News. I use Ground News. I lean on them to tell me the bias ratings of who owns what stories are getting buried, what stories are being ignored by a certain side. Left, right, center, it's all laid out. They tell you the bias of each publication, and even the blind spot feed alone makes a subscription worth it. The blind spot feed tells you exactly what your bubble is missing, which is very, very useful, in my opinion. You got to know your blind spots. So here's what you can do. You can click on the first link in the description or go to ground.news/AM. Either way, the top link in the description or ground.news/AM will offer you 40% off their best features, their best plan, the one that I use. Again, top link in the description gives you 40% off. I want to give a huge shout out to Ground News. They allow these videos to be possible. And I want to give a huge shout out to you guys. Thank you all. First link in the description and peace out.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.